It's 6 p.m. on Wednesday, March 20th. I will call the Smyrna School Board of Education meeting to order. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Mr. Snow.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
I don't know if there's three on the agenda. Any changes to the agenda? No changes to the agenda? I would entertain a motion to approve the changes to the agenda and vote for passion. I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Weber. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber, Mr. Snow,
aye.
Mrs. Mallett, Dr. Wilson. The chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0. Next item up for business is 4.1 principal's report.
It is with great pleasure and enthusiasm that I would welcome you to CIS. I would like to take a moment to reflect on the significant role CIS plays in shaping the future of our community. Our school is not just a building, but it's a hub of learning, growth, and opportunity. It's a place where young minds are nurtured, where dreams are fostered, and potential is realized. As you enter the building tonight, you pass by some fantastic artwork from Ms. Crawford's art classes. There were a variety of ceramic pieces on display in cases in the hallway. I've asked two different student groups to present this evening. Our first will be students from our STEM program. They will first explain the problem they were asked to solve and the solution that they came up with. I'm sure it will be as impressed as we are by their ingenuity. Our second group is our drama club. Our drama students, led by Mrs. Osbach, have been hard at work to share two songs from their spring musical, Seussical, which will take place on April 23rd and 24th. Please feel free to join us. Boston, are you ready?
Welcome to CIS. We are representing our 6th grade 7th. My name is Alyssa Eisen. We have several groups presenting for you tonight. Our task was to be local problem solvers by designing a perfect and testing communication system that we use water to aid in understanding of how limited water is and how agriculture plays a role in water conservation. That's the sugar. Fresh water accounts for only 3% of the total water supply. 1 in 9 people on Earth do not have access to fresh water. Agriculture accounts for 70% of water usage. Inefficient irrigation practices such as evaporation, runoff, and inefficient water distribution can result in significant water losses up to 90%. And now our first presenter, Boston.
Suggestion that instead of waiting for to bring the layout moves, we bring it down to a punch stream, which is pump, and take the water on the stream. In short, Python is a very effective way for obviously the water pumps.
Hello, I'm here today to present the water treatment systems. My name is Alexis, and I'm great. And I'm here to help work with my sisters and my family. The irrigation is an irrigation system. It's a human layers ground outside of the kids. The type of micro irrigation system has potential to save water and treatment by allowing water to drip slowly and consistently along the snow surface or very below surface. These fans can use a self-surface drip irrigation as part of our design. Our idea is to create star sensors that sit under your customers can use our app called Watch Your Water to monitor how much their water pumps are getting, how much water they're consuming. Watch your water app is connected to the smart sensors and system under your smart sensor that's set on the ground will monitor how the underscore lives so you can get an idea of how much water you're costing. Get notification from your soils to drive so you can reduce your water and how your soils to let your system on. Get personalized to plan with the action of your needs. Based on the information we have given, our smart sensors know exactly how much water each system will process. Our systems pump water from the ground and use tubes to pump water directly into the water to pump your crops and water out here. Drip irrigation is the most efficient irrigation system out there today. But unfortunately, like most things, it has flaws. Our goal is to prevent this idea and make it even better than it already is. The problem with drip irrigation is that the water is constantly running, even when plants have enough water. To reduce the amount of water wasted, farmers can use our app to monitor how much water their crops are getting and control the system from their device.
Of necessary water use. The monitor how much water your plant is getting. Your plants are healthier because they're getting water directly off the roof. The other will have subsurface irrigation system that will be better for the water of your public system. And it's more convenient to the crop irrigation system by SS Park, Kaylin, Maddie, and Ray.
Well, our culture is made of straws and represent our two ways to transfer the water exactly where I see it, right into the plant's roots. Our system is also made of dirt and pipe which represent our crops. Aquarium rocks supposed to be for dirt and mesh, which represents our ways to go to the water, making it. Our two buckets represent where our water will be collected, where it will be deposited onto its roots.
What problems did it solve? Our filtration system solved the problem of water waste, soil erosion, and prevents the risk of disease from eating these plants. It solved water waste since its product is a drip system, making sure every last drop is used for the plants. Also, it solves erosion problems because it provides the plants an optimal moisture level. Lastly, it helps prevent the risk of disease by minimizing water contact with the leaves, stems, and fruit of the plants.
Our filtration system collects water through the membrane of the tank. That water then flows into various subjects of filtration, removing all of the impurities from the water. Next, the water goes through the pipes connected to the tank. Those pipes go to the rear plant will draw the water on the tank of the tank. Exactly where it's needed. Like here, this is the side of the water, and here's our body.
So first deck for me, just 1 second to lift that screen up.
Hopefully this doesn't get too loud. It was okay earlier. Oh, shit. No, I need. Sorry, guys. I need my book.
Getting caught up in this flow rope for a week, getting laughed at for thinking of the dust back in speed. Let them all laugh. I'll cry out the line, for I have found something that they'll never find.
There are secrets all the way in the water, in the air, in man's tiny world, on the floor. The person's been running, but the person starts to care. There's no one who believes a thing I say. But they're only certain that it's time or the way. They think it's all fear is right. I'm on and waiting, so on and waiting. I found magic what they say. They all call me old. Okay, call me old. If I spend all my own, so And falling on the
When you think, do you dream?
Me
too. And I go to strange places like Saul Saloon.
What do you think? Do you think you can fly to the stars?
Oh, friend, no one else could have things such as ours.
Yes, I have. Yes, I and for being on the sky, set me free. One small whisper in the universe.
One true friend in the universe.
Good night, Jojo.
Good night, Martin. See you in Saw
Saloon. Just go behind her.
Book song for Horton number 437. There once was a bluebird in Gertrude. It buzzed and she had the smallest
Thank you.
I was once acquainted with where I could have been. If that one was dead, it could have been for all I know. I had nothing to show off, ish. What's the plain bird to do? And I certainly nothing to show off between you. Thank you, Maisie. And my mate, yes, I went to the doctor. Doctor, take my money. And he told me to go to the hospital. Now,
thank you.
I would like to express my sincere gratitude to each of you for your unwavering dedication, tireless commitment to our school community. Your passion for education is inspiring, and I'm confident that together we will continue to make a positive difference in the lives of the students. Thank you. Thank you to our presenters. God be with you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson, and that it is really the best part of these meetings. It did an absolutely phenomenal job. I'm sure even this candidate are really proud of them, as we are. That's what we're all here for, are those students. So it's great to see how well they're doing. Thank you. Moving on, I'll move forward to the superintendent's report.
I have several reports that obviously this evening my comments short. Just wanted to share a few things. One, I will be talking to the dictator about the strategic plan and some updates that are related to the Board of Education. I've been here July of 2022. We've been collecting data, Evan and I get data, also we work with parent administrators on what that's going to look like and getting goals in place to ensure that we are safer. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later on this evening. The referendum unfortunately did not pass on March 9th, so I will speak to that as well as our members of the cabinet to the public. One thing that I did want to point out is that we have really been looking at literacy and think about writing and communication and reading, making sure and ensuring that that is a focus for our school district. So pretty excited about some of the items that we're working on. We've had, as I mentioned in previous meetings, we've had some work in collaboration with other school districts. We are also creating some face to superintendent, both of the hotel administrators, and myself will be reading that book that speaks to literacy and reading. Actually, the title of the book is called Reading Well, so our first meeting is on Monday, and we'll be forward to spending time to talk about that in that respect. But my real proud moment, I guess, it's something that I must shout out, that is our I Love Scranton School District Day. We counted 4,500 people that day, but we believe that there were actually 155 people who attended. It was an amazing support, an amazing show of support and our community to come out. It was just a great day. The weather wasn't quite cooperative. We were waiting for the end of the time, but it was just an amazing opportunity for us to come together as a school community. So with that, I'd like to share a video of that day. If you would just look at the screen. As you can see, we had student performances which filled the auditorium in the high school. The parents, interesting, we started our day with high school and it's very interesting to be different in terms of how we felt behave with high schoolers versus kindergartners. And so that was interesting. We also saw the draw line there and draw lining through the cafeteria. You just can't not help but be excited or something about that. You see the children, the students, lead their leadership in making sure that everybody's creating a lot of time. So, thank you again to our community members who came out and supported the day. We can't do it without them. And certainly our students. That's why we're here. That day, just be ready to showcase all the amazing things that our teachers, our administrators, and our students do on the community or our families. So thank you. And with that, I will, there are other, as always, 4 minutes. I can reflect on my report as well. We have our members, if you want to have another question.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. And as Dr. Brown said, in the board meetings that are public information, you will be able to go online and see all of the department reports that are very specific. And I echo what you said about how Smyrna School District Day is amazing to see the community come together and being able to showcase some of the great things that the Smyrna School District is doing with the community support. It's absolutely amazing. Really is great. We will move on to item five. Item 5.1 is the FFA parliamentary presentation from the number one parliamentary procedure team in the state of Delaware.
Meeting room has come to order. Is there any new items for the product that will be presented at this time?
Madam President,
Riley.
I call for the word of the day.
The word of the day is called Mount Secretary. We should be doing the word of the day.
The word of the day is the word of the day.
Madam President,
I am Executive Council Decision and Chair for All Ways TV.
Second. It is improper to move second that the chapter of the Executive Council for All Ways TV. Is there any debate on this topic?
Madam
President,
I ask for the decision to take the President to move from all the functions that will be. Madam President,
yes.
What all of the decisions
that will be.
Madam President, I also think it should allow the President to
Madam President,
I will talk with you about this. We're talking to the President.
Madam President, there's a proper move that we have limited debate in 2 minutes. All in favor, signify by standing down. All of those signify by standing down. Seeing there is more opposition and application, this motion fails. Is there any further debate?
Madam President,
right.
I also have one issue.
State your inquiry.
The motion requires a third vote.
Yes, the previous motion requires a third vote to be adopted. Is there any further debate?
I move that we divide this motion into two parts. One being that the chapter will take next to the first one. I don't think that was the third
vote. Second. Due to the lack of second, the motion to divide this question is adopted. Is there any further debate? Okay. Yes, I think. There's a properly moved second to refer this discussion to the committee of five written by the chair. Is there any debate for this topic?
Madam President. Madam President,
right.
I hear you don't know the call,
Thank you. In the proper move the second that we can find that success, all of you are saying product saying not. All of those think product saying not.
No.
Seeing that more often about actually the group to fail. Is there any other game? Mr. Properly, second, so many of you should say that the chapter goes to a picnic and trip for all winnings to eat peas in August. Is there any chance to stop it?
That I can product up a little bit. She runs a better meeting than I do, but that's for you. Thank you very much. I'm very proud of you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for your help.
All right, we'll move on to item 5.2, which is the Smyrna High School All-Star Music Horn Band. All state. You are all stars and you're all state.
Although I assist Judy's that she can be in like the house. I actually don't, but I love them here. So, hi, I am Stan Hughes. I'm a program director at Smyrna High School, and we have some of our students that are in the senior all state choir. We also have orchestra, we have big junior band and junior band here that have all represented for the All State Ensemble today. So, I don't know what else to say. I think that was
They're amazing.
They are. They're incredible.
And so raise your hand if you are also or
for all stars. We're missing a few.
That's funny. And then I'll see
a orchestra. Give me a pulsing senior band. And then we'll see
that was great. But then you'd like to share the thing about your experience or how amazing people are.
I'd still say thank you to Missy because she actually is the director of Full State Choir. You know, I am. She is. So it's kind of amazing to all the other guys come to But it really makes it a really fun environment, really great experience. It's like literally nothing that I've ever experienced before. And even just the choir community at school is so nice that you get to be with a bunch of students from all over. And I know there were like some bumps in getting things together, but she did it. She did very well. And everybody sounded great. Yeah, it was a great experience.
Oh, thanks for that.
Anybody else?
I would just like to thank Ms. Hughes and Mr. Nebby and all of our lovely music educators in the school district for allowing us this opportunity to explore music more and meet other musicians from other schools.
So we do have two certificates for you. We'll give them to Mrs. Hughes. Signed by the residents or students myself. And just for everything you do, how many of you were at I Love Day? And if you got to hear, then it was amazing, the national anthem. I always tear up at the national anthem anyway, but you just did an amazing job. And then anybody in the drum line? So that was pretty powerful as well as I'm sure. So. Thank you for everything you do. Thanks for being here tonight. I know you have busy schedules. Thank you, Mrs. Hughes, for all of your leadership. Mr. Hughes, anything?
No, thank you for all the hard work. I know it's a lot of dedication, and thank you for sacrificing your extra time in order to keep things like this. You'll definitely cherish this for the rest of your life. But it's really great to see you and to see all your accomplishments. Thank you very much. With that being said, we'll take a 5-minute recess. So if anybody doesn't want to stay to the 40 part of the day, they don't have
to.
All right, we'll bring the sort of school board meeting back to order. Next item off for business is item 7, formal public comment. A statement before we start on public comments. Time has been allocated at the beginning of both board meetings to 4 individuals to address the Smyrna School District Board on issues of general concern. Due to privacy requirements, no individual person may be identified during formal public comment. As a reminder, public comment session is for the issues of general concern. If you have any concerns about the district personnel, facilities, or services, you are welcome to share those concerns with the board in writing in accordance with the following policies, which are listed on the district website. Policy 1313, policy 1314, policy 1315. During the course of formal public comment, the Board of Education, at our discretion, may enter into executive session to hear matters of sensitive or private nature. Please remember that public comment is not a question and answer session. Each group should choose one representative to speak, and comments must be limited to no more than 5 minutes. All individuals are limited to 3 minutes. Speakers may not cede their time to others. Speakers will be recognized by the board president in order you signed up. if you have a large number of people signed, if we have a large number of people signed up to speak, the board president may, at his or her discretion, limit the number of persons allowed to speak based upon the order of sign up. Our public comment session will not exceed 1 hour. Sign up for formal public comment is on the Smyrna School District website under the formal public comment portal. To participate in formal public comment, community members must sign up, complete the form prior to 12 noon on the day prior to the meeting, and appear in person at the meeting. Once the name of the speaker is called for public comment, the speaker will stand and give a comment.
Thank you, Mr. President. We do have Ms. Lakeisha Thomas here, and she is representing the Dover Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Sigma Sorority.
Everyone, on behalf of the Dover Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Sorority Program, we just wanted to donate hand sanitizer and tissue to the Smyrna School District. We're also going to be working with them to see what are the items that are needed because of the COVID is still here, as well as all the viral infections. So this is just our little contribution to start off as we need to get it. But we look forward to working with the district throughout the week.
Thank you so much. And for taking the paper, thank you for having some help and having us stay with these two studies.
Thank you very much for that donation.
Thank you so much. And we look forward to working with you again. Appreciate that. And our next formal public comment is Ennis Blackwell. Oh, our last name. Oh, okay. Candace Blackwell Decker.
So I just have a couple things. We should kind of keep it real quick. The field trips was, I was just curious with the field trip to the district, the literacy. We spoke about it last month. So I'm just curious what. And I have any concerns what district developer went to, what information you brought back, and touch a little bit about it now. And then I'm like, so is the book club for athletes? And then what, yeah, and then what are we doing then for students? What information do you bring back to help our students? Another thing is just a little suggestion to maybe the visit too. I know in the past there hasn't been a ton of extra participation from home, but maybe round two, we can try again. Also, I try to listen to audio and you cannot hear anybody at all unless you are right up in that microphone. It's clear that it's obnoxious, but if somebody were to go back and listen, that's not going to be I could hardly. So my other thing is, which I speak myself as a parent, maybe a community member, a parent, an employee, but referendum did not pass, and you all know, if you know anything about me, I'm extremely passionate, but I'm not very sophisticated. So it didn't pass. What concerns me is, what are we going to do with the money to do any sort of project now? Can we use it to teacher salaries? Like, we need to keep tenure for the teacher salary. Is there something that you can show clarity on what funds are being used? Is the district going to show a budget, or there's a tightening of the belt, so to speak, that we're not using the money that we can put in technology, teacher salaries, and updating more, whatever it is. And not unnecessarily.
Thank you for your comments. We will move on to item 9. Item 9.1 is approval of board minutes from February 22nd.
President, I move that we accept item 9.1 and item 9.2 as submitted.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, second by Dr. Wilson, to approve item 9.1, the board minutes for February 22nd, 2024, and item 9.2, the board minutes from February 21st, 2024. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett? Dr. Wilson? The chair votes aye. Motion is adopted for aye votes and one abstention. Item 9.3, approval of the monthly financial reports.
Second.
I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, a second by Mr. Snow to approve item 9.3 of monthly financial reports. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson? The chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0. Item 9.4 and 9.5 are appointed. Under 9.4, school choice 2023-2024 school year.
Mr. President, I move that we accept item 9.4 and 9.5 as submitted.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, and second by Mrs. Mallett to approve item 9.4, school choice 2023-2024, and 9.5, school choice 2024-2025 as submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson? Aye. The chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0. Item 9.6, school calendar 2024-2025 school year, second reading.
President, I move to accept the 2024-2025 school calendar as submitted.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Weber to approve item 9.6 school calendar 2024-2025 school year, second reading as submitted. Is there any discussion?
So I don't know if Kelly, you're speaking on this, or David, you're speaking on the calendar tonight, but either way, so I saw that the change was made for the homecoming parade of game to call alleviate our concerns, and that there was kind of some running added for grade 8-5 for about a year. And anything else, when you took our suggestions or comments back to the committee that came up?
Yeah, that was what we reviewed, what was done at the board meeting with all the committee members, and that was what came back. We added those two things. The Mr. Buchanan spoke to Mrs. Cook about the change in time for the game and the parade, and then we added the half days as we do on the professional development now.
I greatly appreciate those two things adding, identifying the half days that are going to be dedicated to the educators to be able to be graded. Is a great thing, so thanks for adding the calendar, as well as alleviating some of that pressure on that upcoming day when we get to a free bell schedule. It kind of made it tougher for some of the elementary parents and students to be able to make it to the parade in time. So it was a great way that you came up with to not take away educational time, but yet make it so that alleviate some of that pressure on those parents to move the football game back to 7:30, and as well as moving the time that they're going to report to the parade back as well. To really, it's going to help those parents out. So thank you for those two. Any further stuff? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber? Mr. Stowe?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett? Dr. Wilson? The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. For the approval of item 9.6, school calendar 2024-2025 school year. Item 9.7, Smyrna Middle School Ed Rising National Conference.
We actually have three field trips. The first one is at Rising National Conference. This is for the middle school. The students will be going to Washington, D.C., and it is their national conference. So it'll be a day event, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Spots will also share what the schedule looks like. And
second. I have a motion by Mrs. Malik, a second by Mr. Snell to approve item 9.7 Smyrna Middle School at Rising National Conference as submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber, Mr. Snell.
Aye.
Mrs. Malik. Dr. Wilson.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0. Item 9.8 Smyrna High School National FFA Conference Conventions.
Again, this is an overnight field trip for Sprout High School at a convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. And it's like 85 chaperones, and we done trip will be held on June 22nd through 26th, 2020.
Mr. President, I move to be approved by 9.8 Sprout High School National Convention.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Dr. Wilson to approve item 9.8 from the High School National FFA Convention has submitted. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik? Dr. Wilson? Chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0. Item 9.9 is for the High School Eastern State Exposition.
This is the Big E Exposition. Dates of the trip 9/12/2019 2024. And again, this is an overnight trip to Springfield, Massachusetts. And I just want to see if we have some talented individuals for all of the students.
I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, a second by Mrs. Malik to approve item 9.9 for High School Eastern States Exposition as submitted. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Malik? Dr. Wilson? The chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0. Item 9.10 Strategic Plan.
Thank you, Mr. Hughes. I would like to share an update and a little bit of history regarding some of the work that we've been getting around our strategic plan. And since I got here in July of 2023, July 2022, I have done a couple different things. One, when I first got here, we had facilitated listening sessions with the community members, employees, went out to schools. And so I gathered data and information around that. And then moving forward, one of my goals last year was to look at the strategic plan that we currently had and then develop and update that plan as necessary. And so what over the next couple of months, we'll be sharing more information regarding that plan. But one thing that I wanted to share, like the remnant that we want to prove to receive, is a discussion around the commitments and looking at our mission and vision and a couple of things that not only work with myself, but also the cabinet and the administration have been working. So tonight we're going to talk about a vision statement, our mission statement, updating both of those. We did not have a vision statement actually, so we'll adding what we'd like to have one. Look at our mission statement, profile of a graduate, I'll explain a little bit about that and more information on that will be forthcoming.
our core values and then our 5 minutes to save energy. You've heard me mention 5 minutes to save energy. We've done a little revising on them. And as with any strategic plan, it should be a living document, so those validations should continue to be updated as necessary. So our vision statement, we looked at this, we looked at other districts, we, you know, across the country. And one thing from my perspective, I really want to ensure that it's everyone can understand it, everyone can say it, that it's clear, concise, and that it's measured. And so I also wanted it to be representative of our district. I want every school district to have a mission, every school district to have a mission. But what makes it special for us, and what, how does it ground what we do? A vision statement is the what we aspire to be. And so I propose that we use, as far as school district learner, is a healthy and employable reader, communicator, and problem solver. And I will speak to these attributes of healthy and employable reader, communicator, and problem solver in a little bit. Learner, we really like that word learner. We're doing a lot of work around what does that mean. And you know, to us, a learner is not simply just a student. It's also all the employees, it's the people that we work with, our families, and our community members as well. So specifically though, for us, it is our students, it's our employees, working together and people who understand that. The original mission statement was rather lengthy. It just says the mission of this school district is to ensure that the students of the community are prepared as effectively and efficiently as possible to become responsible and productive citizens, possessing the knowledge, the problem-solving skills, and the positive attitudes necessary to successfully adapt to and function in an ever-changing environment. And so what I proposed this evening that we've worked on is it really links back to the vision statement. So the Smyrna School District provides an inclusive, innovative, and safe learning environment where every person thrives. And again, we were very intentional with the word person, so that it's not just about students, but it's everyone who enters our building. And that's not just students and employees, but it's also our community members. We partner with them and have a lot of community partners utilize our building for other reasons. As we think about profile graduate, this is not a new concept in education. Many school districts have created this profile for graduates. I'm called a profile for learner. Specifically, this evening, I want to talk about a profile for graduate. And so, we want to ensure that our students, and this goes directly back to the vision and mission statements, that we want students to be communicators, readers, problem solvers, and healthy and employable. And so, if we look at each one of those, we have the communicator. We originally, we thought about using the word writer, having a person who can write. And then someone mentioned, I thought a communicator, that's the why we do write. And then that also speaks to listening and speaking skills that are also part of our standards. A reader, we want students who can read. We want our employees to be able to be readers. And so that we have a comment or question about literacy. So to me, the communication and the reading, that those speak to both the literacy around what we do in schools. And we know that we have to do some work in those areas when we look at some of our data around assessments. Problem solvers, that really speaks to more how we use information that we are, how we use information to solve problems. We saw great examples of that this evening in terms of we saw students standing up. They were able to communicate their ideas in a room full of adults. They did so very eloquently. They had content expertise around that. And then they also
certainly use their product development skills so they are able to utilize that FX and science and apply what they know to do that. When we think about healthy and employable, healthy, we want to make sure that the students are healthy, that our employees are healthy. So that can, whether or not it's in a safe and secure environment, but also that they are healthy physically and mentally. And then when we think about employable, we know that we have to update what we do in education in order to be able to meet the demands of the working world. And so employable really speaks to those soft skills like cooperation, how do we work with one another, are we risk takers, can we use what we know in order to help be an employable person. And when we think of that profile graduate, these really are things that we are working on to ensure that we are doing all four of those things at every grade level with certain benchmarks along the way. We are working on those now. We'll bring those to the board future meetings. When they leave the high school, so I've done a good bit of work around what that might mean as the person graduates from Smyrna High School. And so I propose that we have one or more of the following. So have opportunity to be in an AP course, advanced placement course, take an assessment and get a 3 or better. It's interestingly enough, in Delaware, they recently passed legislation regarding AP exams and that our higher ed institutions, apparently our higher ed, would need to accept new scores. So we know with an AP exam of a 3 or better that students are college ready and probably career ready. And every student takes a path and it's every path is different. And we want to make sure that we personalize that to ensure that everybody, that the opportunities are there for students to be able to take whatever path they may follow. CTE licensure. We have an amazing, as you saw this evening again, amazing CTE pathways. And there are some students who really are, they know what they want to do. And so looking at our CTE licensure, students are ready for the work world as soon as they graduate. And we know that you're an electrician and you graduate high school with the licensure in that area, that you go into apprenticeship program and can start making a livable wage pretty early on in your life. And then dual enrollment and college credit. When we think about that, our schools have done a lot. We currently have students who are dual enrolled. What that means is they're enrolled in our high school. They're also enrolled at college and they are actually taking college courses. What I have noticed in my experience over the last couple of years is that some students are going to dual enrollment because they know when they leave college, they have the credit versus the AP. I think there is value, absolute value in every one of those pathways. And I think that there are students who fill each one of them. Some are in all three of those. Some might be know they're going to go to a 4-year school and want to more AP work. And I am a proponent of students also taking AP coursework. And we also know that this college they are going to may not accept one of those courses or those tests. But there's still a great value in being in the AP course in terms of the rigor of that course. Certainly with CTE licensure, there is a lot of value in all of them because of the licensure, but also the employability skills around that, and then join with our partnerships with our colleges. Our core values we keep them the same. They have really have a long standing tradition in our community. They are community values, so it's not just the Smyrna School District. And I can't think of any fine greater values that we should ground our work with as well. Perseverance, compassion, respect, integrity, responsibility. And so as we look to those core values, we start to like them ingrained in our work. I said about 5 minutes stakeholders before. The first one, we have updated them. So the first one is expert-led instructional program. So experts lead a high-quality instructional program which offers learners access to inclusive, diverse, age-appropriate, standard-based content personalized to each learner's need. And learners, as I mentioned earlier, students, teachers, and other employees. So we want everyone, we all want to continue to grow. So it's not just about our K-12 stakeholders, it's also about our employees as well. Stakeholder commitment number two is a safe environment. So what goes is each district campus is a safe and secure environment, ensuring each student and adult psychologically and physically safe. Each learner follows the code of conduct and other safety policies and procedures because the personal health and welfare of all learners is important. So we want to make sure that we have a sound instructional program, but we also want to make sure that students and other employees, other people also have a safe environment in which to learn. Number three, family, school, and community partnerships. I love to start to support School District Day as an example of the amount of community partnerships that we have. And we saw our only comment, like how we are partnering with another group. So the proposed language around this would be families, schools, and community stakeholders work in partnership to articulate the exceptional educational opportunities and programs learners receive in the district. This shared investment in a learner's academic and professional performance contributes to the community's quality of life. A positive experience. Originally, I toyed with the idea of the words customer service. That's just no thing that speaks. Yes, we need to have good quality customer service. But after much discussion and trying to think about how could we wrap that a little differently so that it meant a little more to us within a school district. So our proposed language there is all stakeholders internally and externally are valued and treated with civility as the district strives to resolve stakeholder concerns quickly and efficiently with transparency, dignity, and respect. We do, that word stability is one that we wanted to keep within the commitment. We want to treat others with stability, and we also want to, I, as the superintendent, to make sure that our employees and our children are treated with stability as well. We also have the board policy around stability that speaks to this as well. And then finally, fiscal stewardship. So the school district is accountable and transparent and utilizing all available resources and funds. The return on investment is defined by each large success as a healthy and employable leader, communicator, and problem solver. So again, connecting back to missions and mission and the mission statements. Again, using the word so that it is more inclusive of our district as a whole. And we all, the child invested, our community looks to us to ensure that we are preparing our students to be good healthy citizens. So with that, I'm going to take any questions that anyone has related to the community.
Thank you for that presentation. Personally, I think I would like to see this until the April meeting. That was the box to digest the first meeting. And we are talking about something as publicly facing and definitive as a mission and mission statement. I think we should all take a little bit of time to process that. Instead of saying that for the first time and then also trying to keep up with changes in the five visionaries. I personally feel like I'd like to kind of digest that a little bit. So I'm going to be postponed item 9.10 strategic planning until the April meeting.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Malik to postpone item 9.10 strategic planning. Is there any discussion?
Until the April meeting.
Until the April meeting, excuse me.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Mr. Snow? Aye. Mr. Malik? Dr. Wilson? The chair votes aye. The motion is adopted 5-0 to postpone item 9.10 strategic planning to the April meeting. Item 9.11, bus 8 pay scale.
Okay, so before you this evening, we have a recommended pay scale for the bus 8s. We recently added a pre-K route to our district transportation services. As a component of providing services for that route, we have to have a bus 8 employed by the school district and present on the bus. So in order to employ that individual, we have to pay that as well. So the pay scale is here for you for approval this evening, so that we have a scale for future employees as well as the employee.
Mr. President, I move that we accept the bus aid salary scale as presented.
A motion by Mr. Snow, second by Mrs. Weber to approve out of 9.11 bus 8 scale as is there any discussion?
Mr. Holt, you said that we are for the pre-K, we're required to have a bus 8. Did I hear you correctly on that?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And then is this salary scale reflective of that bus 8 running 4 bus routes a day? 2 bus routes a day, so which services have that?
So this scale is based off that individual working 6 hours per day, which encompasses all of the routes and requirements for them to execute their functions on that bus.
So that the 6 hours, if they cover all the buses, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. True, that's it.
Mr. Holt, at us adding this bus route, well, was out of necessity to make sure get the kids to school because we didn't have the people to get a contractor to have that problem. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Mount?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson? The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0 to approve item 9.11 plus AJ scale as submitted. Item 9.12 referendum.
So this evening, I bring to you a couple different things that we've been working on for the work of the group regarding the referendum. So before I give the recommendation, I'd like to give a little bit of background as to where we are currently, and then share the recommendation. So first, as I mentioned earlier this evening, and as everyone knows, on March 9th, we had a referendum and that did not pass. Neither voted questions failed. We had a capital question as well as an operating question that did not pass. Because of this, the administration reviewed and evaluated the two former questions, both capital and operating. So we've had about a week and a half now to look into a reevaluation of that information. We understand that new I'll come back to that. This evening, the administration is asking the Board of Education to approve a new referendum for a capital question, which will be on June 6, 2024. Somebody asked why the capital number changed from 2 weeks ago. There are a couple reasons for that. So the base cost estimate is much closer to the original certificate of necessity than what we and others, which includes Department of Education and Illinois, anticipated. 1/5 or approximately 20% of the total cost is unknown at any time of the referendum. We vetting and received confirmation of other costs occurred throughout the week of March 11th. So we were looking at bids around what part of that question would be entry projects on the capital question. Any change to a referendum and the questions must have the Board of Education approval. So as we were vetting, we didn't have another chance to come to the board until the scene. Had the March 9th referendum passed, once we had the bids back, we would not have borrowed the maximum amount allowable by the referendum. And so here's an example of what that statement means and may be helpful. I know it was helpful to me as I was working through this. So we asked for, in our capital referendum, we asked for a certain amount of money. And then once we get our bids back and get everything back in a package, then we know exactly what the numbers are. Until that time, until we get all the bids back, it was just an estimate. And so this is similar to when an individual is buying or purchasing a house and you are pre-approved for $500,000. But you go and you look at a house and it's $450,000, not $500,000. You go to the seller and you say, you negotiate a deal, and then you take that $450,000 house and you say, I will spend $425,000 on it. They agree, and then you go to the bank and loaner, and you say, I don't need $500,000, I only want $425,000 minus all the other stuff that they charge. So that is similar to the way a referendum works for us as a school district. We have a certificate of necessity that has an estimate. We had an estimate, and then when we started getting the bids back, that estimate changed. And we had more solid numbers. So had the referendum passed last 2 weeks ago on March 9th, we would have not borrowed the amount, the highest amount necessary. We've also thought about what about the operating referendum? And it's very clear that the community does not have an appetite for that. It's voted down. So we anticipate, and by we, I mean the superintendent and the administration, anticipate discussing with the board having another operating referendum during the 2024-25 school year. Because the operating referendum did not pass, we know that we have to reevaluate the priorities that we asked for on March 9th. These items such as school constables, mental health supports, competitive salaries, technology materials, and new programs for the middle school program are still top priorities for the district. The district, it will take us longer to implement these priorities, and they also include changes and or reduction to other programs or services to ensure all children's needs are met. Some items that may be changed could include our units, our classified waivers, and other items that directly impact our ability to maintain the standard of care we provide to our students and to our families. So there are a lot of different impacts to the referendum. So this evening, instead of doing two, we understand and have heard from our community that an operating referendum would not be, that they do not have the appetite for that. So we are asking for this evening to approve the new capital referendum for June 6, 2024, to be held, the voting delegations to be held at Sprout Elementary, Sprout Middle, and Burton. With that, I will turn it over for any questions as well as if the administration has any other suggestions or suggestions you make the other that they would like to share as well.
Just so we can clarify for everybody, if we go to the referendum on June 6th, and if it passes, we would still be on target for the opening of the schools that we were all envisioning, right? Sure.
So what we're going to see later this evening is an opportunity for you to vote on two projects. So we'll talk more about what that means once that is that's approved. If everything works well, we have still have the capacity to be opening additions and renovations that we're going to do this school. But we're going to need to turn to complete middle, the additions and renovations to Norton, as well as the construction of a new school across from our existing Sunside Elementary. And we would still have the ability to have those projects completed and students get those spaces in fall of 2026.
So I guess I'll give my perspective on this as we're looking at it. As Dr. Brown said, it's very unfortunate that we did not get both referendums passed for the capital and operating expenses 2 weeks ago. As she said, we would have loved to have counselors, loved to have mental health professionals, loved to be able to give our staff, you know, really what they deserve in those comparable competitive salaries. But the community has spoken, and we lost this referendum, so now we have to refocus on and really try to bring down to what is absolutely necessary this exact moment. While we want all those things and really probably need them, but what we absolutely need for this absolute moment to make sure that we have the capacity to hold the students that we have in each of those buildings and that we take away the overcrowded in schools like JVM, it was one of the most overcrowded schools in the state, all of those things so that we, what is absolutely necessary in this moment is that capital expense to make sure that we get that complete. So that's what we're going to go back to the community for. If it passes today, it is that capital expense to be able to do that. We have all intention. Shouldn't sit. I will say that I can all speak for myself. As Dr. Brown alluded to, the captain and her have intention to bring to us again an operating referendum that would include those things again in the near future. And I fully would support that at that time, but we need to make sure that we listen to the community at this exact moment and what they said and go back to what's absolutely necessary at this time, which from the local side is going to be 4.162286, so $4.1 million. When you calculate that out, it's $17.29 for an average home in the Smyrna School District, which then is calculated out to $1.44 per month. So it's significantly less than our the combination of the two referendum questions that we had last time. Because we're, you know, listening to the community and trying to bring that down to what is absolutely necessary at this exact time for us. I would entertain a motion to approve item 9.12, the referendum as submitted.
So moved.
A motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Mrs. Weber. Is there any further discussion?
Just because there's one question, sir. And you have the capital tax
That's correct. Yeah, we have worked, Mr. Hall and Dr. Brown and the team have worked with Franklin Daniel to make sure that we have done everything that we possibly can cut, you know, from those projects without making sure that we don't disrupt anything that for safety or educational concerns, to make sure that we try to make these projects as low as we possibly could. Mr. Hall on that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I also think we should take a second to thank Mr. Hall and the Franklin Daniel team very much for giving us another set of updated cost estimates to get this to tonight in a very expedited fashion. So thank you guys for meeting our little sets of demands on that. We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. And just to add one more thing after talking to many people about this. The school district has 2 times in a 12-month period to go for a referendum like this for capital expense. We only pay a small portion, 30%, the state, 23%, the state picks up the rest of that bill. If we don't get this approved this time, there's a very good likelihood that we lose that other 77%. That we would need in order to do these projects. So it is absolutely crucial to get this referendum passed because this is our second time.
So I just want to say something publicly. We heard the comments of the community leaders and advocates by the vote. And this is an opportunity for those who really want to advocate for students from the district to recognize that advocacy doesn't mean it always assisted, it means assisted. System school district to meet the needs of the students by supporting and giving input. We understand that people have different concerns, different constituents, but we're all working for the good of our students. Let's try to work collectively to find ways to do that instead of just saying, no, we don't want to support it. Let's find a way to creatively support the effort and craft it the way that's helping the students that you're actually concerned about. You want to help any student in the district. Some people have their own pet group that they're concerned about. Then get to the district, bring it to the administration. Let's all work together so that the efforts that we put into money to ask for is going vastly towards the benefit of all of our students. So I just to all the advocates, please just work together, because we're all at this
for students. Yes, also, Dr. Wilson. Absolutely. And I'm sure we'll have the town halls as we did in the past, and we encourage anyone to come out and ask any question that they have. We want everyone to learn as much as they possibly can about this referendum before they cast that vote. So we will have the town hall. We'll try to do as much outreach as we possibly can to try to educate the community. And we need everyone's help to try to educate the community as well on what this means to our school district and to our community. Is there any further discussion? If you're not, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber. Mr. Stone.
Aye.
Mrs. Malik. Dr. Wilson. The chair votes aye. Motion is adopted 5-0 to approve out of 9.12, the referendum as submitted. 9.13, major construction bids.
Okay, this evening before you have 2 major construction bids to evaluate for improvement. The first I'll present will be for Clayton Intermediate to be converted to Clayton Middle School. So for some of the folks in the audience that may not be aware, the Smyrna School District secured a certificate of necessity back in 2020. This CN, as it's called, allowed the district to get a referendum to support 3 major construction projects in March 2021. That referendum passed, allowing the district to take action on those projects. One of the major construction projects involved the additions and renovations to this one, Clayton.
the information that you have in your review, the attached bid recommendation from Frank McDaniel and bid tabulation reflects the bid amount of $19,400,000 for the base construction needs for the project. That amount does not reflect the total construction cost for the project. Other costs for the project include the contingency required, the furnishings, fixtures, and equipment, audio visuals, technology, various soft costs that include permits, architect and engineering fees, audit fees, insurance, and various estimates required. So you can see the attached Clayton Middle School project budget for an overview of the project cost in total. Please note that the budget reflects the forecast cost to be within the original certificate of necessity amount for this project. As a result, the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education approve Richard Watt Johnson and Sons Incorporated as the winning bidder of the Clayton Middle School additions and renovations, which is project number SSD22006-REN_CMS in the amount of $19,400,000. Second project, same background information, part of the same preference and certificate of assessment. We'll see that attached bid recommendation from Vernon Command one bid tabulation sheet that reflects the bid amount of $25,100,300 for the base construction needs for the project. This amount does not reflect the total cost of construction. The other costs are similar to the last project. We have the contingency, furnishings, fixtures, equipment. In this project will see the playground, audio visuals, technology, and various soft costs. And those are permits, architect and engineering fees, audit fees, insurance, and various testing. So you can see that attached North Smyrna Elementary project budget for an overview of the project cost. And note that the project budget reflects the forecast cost to again be within the original CN for this project. As a result, Superintendent of Schools recommends the Board of Education approve Commonwealth Construction Company as the winning bidder of the North Smyrna Elementary School Additions and Renovations, project number SSD22005-REN_NSC in the amount of $25,100,300.
I move that we accept item 9.13 major construction bids as submitted.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Ms. Knox to approve item 9.13 major construction bids as submitted. So I'll start the discussion that we have on these. So just to clarify for everyone that's probably asking some questions around these. We were able to approve these major construction bids on this particular school and North Elementary School because the bids that we got back actually were within the original CN, which is the original referendum that was approved by the community. So we are able to move forward with those two projects. What we are not able to move forward with yet until a referendum is passed is the new school that will be across from Sunnyside Elementary that will be an intermediate school. So just for everyone's clarification on that, these two bids are the middle school here and the North Smyrna Elementary. The new school is what will be part of that referendum. The key that we all need to remember on why the referendum is still going to not just affect that one school is that in order for this to become a middle school, we would then have to move those intermediate school kids to the new school. So while we are continuing, while we're going to do the construction on these so that we have this ready and we're showing the results on the original referendum, what we can't do is make this middle school until we have the intermediate school built that is part of that referendum that we're going to ask for on June 6th after that approval is made out. So just for clarification, is there any further discussion?
Campbell, since you've been here, if we approve these tonight, how soon do you imagine, how far out do you imagine we're going to be ready?
as soon as summer break to put a shovel in the ground for an audience, you probably not use a shovel. It's ceremonial shovel. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber. Mr. Snow.
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett. Dr. Wilson.
Aye.
The chair votes aye. The motion is adopted to approve item 9.13, major construction bids as submitted. Item 10, board policies. Item 10.1 is board policy review, and item 10.2 is policy 6110, grading, second reading revision.
Board, this is a second reading of our grading policy. I will let Mrs. Holt, I'm not sure if we're going to there are comments, and I also see Mr. Corson.
Mr. Morrison has been working with the committee. I don't believe there are any changes from last month, and all of the changes are highlighted in yellow.
I move to approve item 10.2, policy 6110, grade 7, as its second and final reading.
I have a motion by Mr. Snow and a second by Dr. Wilson to approve item 10.2, policy 6110, grading, second revision. Is there any discussion? It's also, I'll just make sure that we clarify for the community what we have here. So this is the second final reading that we're going to have for the grading policy, which you can see when you go online, will be changes to the elementary grading policy, which will move to a scale of 1 through 4 and then NA for not assessed. And that will be for next, the 2024-2025 school year. And Mr. Morrison and his several committees have been working very diligently in order to come out with communication plans to there's one communication plan for the parents, there's one communication committee for the teachers. So there's a lot of work going into making sure that we are communicating this with the community and the parents and the students in a way that everyone will understand and everyone will see before that 2024-2025 school year comes in June and parents see report cards. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we move to a vote. Mrs. Weber? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett? Dr. Wilson? The chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0 to approve item 10.2, policy 6110, reading, second and final reading. I would entertain a motion to approve item 12.1 through 12.9 as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion by Mrs. Mallett, a second by Dr. Wilson. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett? Dr. Wilson? The chair votes aye. Motion carries to approve item 12.1 through 12.9 as submitted. I would entertain a motion to enter executive session.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mrs. Mallett, a second by Mrs. Weber. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. Mrs. Weber? Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Mallett? Dr. Wilson? The chair votes aye. Motion carries. We'll enter executive session at 7:48. There will not be any actionable items after the executive session. So we appreciate everyone attending, but there's no need to say for any votes because there will not be any after we come back to executive session. Thank you.
Yeah.